Southeast Radio's Morning Mix. Southeast Radio.
Good morning, Alan. How are you?
I'm okay, Annette, but you've been going through a very difficult period. I've just outlined exactly what you have been through, but I want you to tell me now about, say, your previous experiences with the healthcare system. What have they been like overall?
Well, I'd have said up to last year, everything was good. Last year is the first time in 19 years, last September, that I needed an MRI scan, which, thank God, and I know I'm lucky. And what, to my knowledge, the hospital rang me, asking me where I needed the scan done, and I said, on my femur. So they told me there were an appointment going to be sent out to me, which it wasn't, and I contacted them as I was going away on holidays, and I didn't want an appointment to come out and waste an appointment. So when I rang, I was told, had I paid, I'm a medical card holder, and like thousands more, Alan, in this town, we went out, we fundraised for our new MRI scan. I was told that the HSE won't only cover certain parts. I had to pay €280 to have my MRI scan done. And it wouldn't be done until I paid it.
Right.
And just out of curiosity, when I went up that day, I offered to pay €180 and asked, could I pay off of the following €100? And I was told no. My scan wouldn't be done unless I paid.
Right.
Unless I paid the €280, which in my situation and many more like me, I'm on an invalidity pension. We know our pensions wouldn't cover that. So what happens in situations when people couldn't afford €280 and they couldn't have their scan done unless they paid it?
So what happened?
Well, I had to pay the €280, but I was always I was told that when I contacted a few different TDs, I won't name, to say that, to find out for me about it, like, you know, inquire. And the only one I will name is, because it's the only one that got back to me, Verona Murphy got back to me to say the HSE, the report from them is that they only cover certain MRIs. Like, I was always led to believe, Alan, you went into an MRI scan and your whole body was scanned. That's the way it was for me the previous times. I was brought up to Wexford. I had my scan, paid my €280, had my scan. I was brought in, put in my foot, from my foot up just above my hip.
And is your main complaint about the cost in it? Is that what the reason you're talking about?
My main complaint is about the cost. But plus to that, it's not giving people the opportunity. Why, if you're a medical card holder, should you have to pay? And plus, if you have to pay, why don't they give people the opportunity to pay off of that bill?
Right.
Rather than have to come up front with €280.
In other words, to pay in installments so that you can manage to pay it.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. How are you health-wise at the moment? You've been on a horrific journey, aren't you?
Health-wise, I'm very lucky, Alan.
Yeah.
I'm very lucky. I shouldn't be complaining. The 9th of June, please God, now I'll be 20-year cancer-free, which it's great to be able to say.
And I know we spoke at Relay for Life, and you've been through a very difficult period. You lost a limb, didn't you? You lost your leg.
I did. I lost my leg, my hip, and half the pelvic.
And you,
a hind quarter amputation.
And yet you have remained so active within the community, because I won't hide behind the fact, I know you mightn't like me to do this, but I need to let people know exactly who you are, because you constantly have fundraised for a wide range of causes, and perhaps best known for the Christmas party for the retired, isn't that right? That's the one that you, in association with An Garda Síochána.
Yes. Yes, I tried to give back into the town, Alan. When I was sick, people were so good to me, like cards, phone calls, medals, you know what I mean? And like in that Glen Campbell song, getting cards and letters from people you didn't even know, that was me 19 years ago.
Right.
And like, it's my way. I got into the different fundraising then, and I do it to try, as you said, I don't do it to get at and out of it. I do it to try give something back into the town that they were good to me when I needed it.
But having raised the issue that you've just raised, let's round off. Verona Murphy is going to join me in studio now in just a few moments' time, so she'll be able to respond to what you've just said there. But you basically are calling for what this morning, please?
Just for give people the help if their scans are not going to be covered, if you have to pay for your scan. Let give people the opportunity to pay off of it. As I said, I'm on an invalidity pension. I don't get €280 a week, like many more. Give the opportunity to allow people to pay off of the scan, rather than say you have to come up with €280 up front before you're scanned. As we all know, if you're going for a scan, it's a worrying time, not using the issue as you're already after highlighting what I've been through. This was a very concerning moment for me and my family.
I wish you well for the future, Annette.
Thank you very much, and thank you very much, Alan, for all your help over the years.
Southeast Radio's Morning Mix.